Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much once again for tuning in for our time of prayer. And today we are focusing on Proverbs 18:21. So for today, I will be talking about how our words have power, that literally life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So that will be our focus for today. Just words have like really been strong on my heart and in my spirit these last few days, and just want to remind all of us just the power that our words have, and just recognizing that the Bible doesn't say, well, some of my words have power, or I may say something, but I may not really mean it. So just being really intentional about the things that we are saying. So our words, the words that we say, obviously they have power. We know that. So we want to make sure that we're being mindful of the things that we're speaking and the things that are coming out of our mouths. And just also being mindful of the fact that this world, media, culture, trends, the things that are happening in the lives of other people are just beginning to spring forth fear, word curses over our lives, as well as death as well, just based off of our responses to the things that we are seeing in the media, the things that we're seeing in the world, and even the things that are happening within our community. So there's a saying or phrase that's been going around on social media for a while that I have seen where everybody is saying, I hate it here, or take me out of 2020. And I want you guys to really think about the things that you're saying and not just jumping on a bandwagon of phrases that people are saying or things that may sound catchy, or just the fact that everyone is tired of being in this pandemic, or everyone is tired of being at home and everybody wants to go back to work. We understand those things, but also just being mindful of the things that we are truly saying and not using the excuse that, oh, I'm just kidding, or, you know, I don't really mean it. Like, really take thought into the things that we're saying, because I've even seen some people who have said, like, oh, I hate it here, or take me out of 2020, and literally days or, you know, weeks have gone past, and they are not here with us anymore. So I just want us to be mindful of the things that we are saying, because we can say, God, I hate it here, but be careful with you saying that, because if you hate it here so much, God may take you out of here. So I just want you guys to just to really be mindful of the words that you are speaking and the words that you are saying. And if you truly don't mean something, don't say it. Don't just say it just because other people are using the term or the phrase, because like the Bible says, life and death are literally in the power of our tongues. And it doesn't say that some of our words have power, or some words have life and some have death. It's clear across the board. So I just really wanted to bring that to everyone's attention on this morning as well. And even the things that are happening within our community, and it's not to negate the fact that it is a reality, but just the things that are happening with our Black men and within the Black communities, and us being mindful of our responses to those situations. And I just have seen so many people who have literally been overcome with fear. And we all know that the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And I think a lot of times we know that Bible verse, but when something happens, it's like it completely goes out of the window, and we forget where the fear actually comes from. And we know that God has not given us the spirit of fear. So if God has not given us that spirit of fear, then where does it come from? It comes from Satan, and he wants to instill that fear within us so that now we're speaking death over our lives, or now we're speaking negative things over our lives. And I've seen so many people that have been saying, you know, they're scared to raise, you know, their son or their children in this world. They're scared to even have children. Some people don't even want to have children anymore because of the things that are happening within our Black community and with and to our Black men as well. And if we know that the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, I want us to be mindful of the words that we are truly saying. And it's not to negate the fact that what your feelings and what your true emotions are and what is really happening in this world. But instead of speaking negativity, I want us to begin to start declaring life, start declaring positive things over our lives, over our families' lives, over our friends' lives as well. Stop saying that, you know, I'm scared to go out of my home because that can be me next. No, it can't be me next, because I'm declaring life over my life. I'm not speaking anything negative over it. I'm not fearful of the men in my family. I pray and declare blessings over their lives. I pray and ask for God to give them wisdom. I pray and ask for God to cover them by the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray that they will never be a hashtag. I pray that even if they are ever pulled over by a police officer, that God's angels surround and encamp all around them. I pray that God keeps any evil or corrupt officers or people from even in their vicinity. I ask for God to allow them to be able to make wise choices. I pray that they are not stereotyped. I pray that they will live long lives and just really speaking life over situations and declaring life and blessings over our lives. And as we see things that are happening in this world, it's not to say to ignore them, but shift your mindset and shift your thoughts and shift your words to begin to start speaking positivity and to speak God's blessings over your life, and not word curses, because that is truly what they are. Many people are speaking death over their lives in regards to this virus, as well as speaking fear over their lives, saying that, you know, oh, I hope I'm not next to get COVID-19, or I feel like it's getting so close to my family or so close to my loved ones. Like, declare that this virus shall not come nigh you. Please Psalm 91 over your life. And I know it sounds so simple, but we know that God's word has power. We know the power of prayer. We just came off of a 30-day fast of praying and fasting and each and every day, and even throughout the day, and just seeing God's power through our lives and through the lives of others, and even through our nations, of things that have come about as a result of us praying. So I just want us to not let any more negative words proceed out of our mouths, and for us to just truly be mindful of the words that we are saying, because our words have power. I was reading a book by Kenneth Hagin. It's literally a short book, can fit like literally in the palm of your hands. But a few things that he was mentioning is that your words can make or break you. Your words can heal you or literally make you sick. Like, it's literally life or death. So I want us to be mindful of that. And also knowing that our words can break generational curses, or our words can create new generational curses. So just as we go about our day and even just our lives, just making sure that we're speaking life over our situation, that we're speaking life over our family, that we're speaking life over our children, and just making sure that we're mindful of the words that we are speaking, and that we are binding the spirit of fear and oppression that is trying to run rampant within our country, our nation, and within our lives and our communities as well. So I know even with COVID, they are saying that, you know, there are new cases in children, and there are illnesses and diseases that's linked to it. And many people have, you know, started to say like, oh, now our children are going to be next. We aren't going to declare that. We see what the news is putting out, but we also know who God is and the power that he has. And we know that he is a healer. We know that he is a miracle worker. And we know that we can pray powerful prayers that this virus can and shall not come near our children or our family, and just praying for God to just allow a cure to take place here on our land, here in our nation as well. We're not going to declare that our young men are next and more hashtags are going to be created, you know, from all that's going on, and even, you know, during this pandemic. So I can't say it enough. Our words truly, truly have power. And not just because I'm saying it, but it is also in the Word of God. So I'll lead us in a time of prayer and just asking if you guys can also join me in prayer as well and just coming into agreement with the things that God places on my heart to pray and whatever God places on your heart to pray to speak those things in prayer, to speak life over your family, to speak life over your life and your friends and your loved ones as well. So we will go before the Lord in prayer if you can just assume a posture of prayer, whether that's, you know, bowing your head or closing your eyes and just humbling your hearts and your mind and your spirit as we go before God in prayer. So dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have once again breathed life into our bodies, oh God, and we do not take that for granted because not everyone has been able to have that blessing or opportunity on today, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that you have us here, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have us in this world, that you have us on this earth, that you still have a purpose and a plan for us, oh God. So we just ask, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will continue to keep us in the center of your will, oh God. We pray, Father, that you will help us to be able to seek you daily, oh God, that we may be able to seek you first, your kingdom and righteousness, so that all things may be added unto us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for life, oh God. We thank you, Father, for strength, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the activity of our limbs, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we are even able to be here in your presence right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we are even able to come to you for a time of intercession and prayer, oh God, to be able to speak the things that we need prayer for, oh God. To be able to come boldly before your throne, oh God, praying God-sized prayers, praying prayers that only you can answer, oh God. Father, you know each and everything that is going on in our lives personally, oh God. You know each and everything that is going on in this world, in our nation, and other nations as well. You know all that is going on with this pandemic and our economy, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that you are bigger than it, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are mighty, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are strong, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are even our strong tower, that you are our refuge, oh God, that we are able to come and run to you during our time of help and need, oh God, and that you will be there for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that even as we are able to look up to the hills from which cometh our help, oh God, we thank you, Father, that our help comes from you, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are a healer, oh God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, oh God. So we come before you right now, Father, just asking that you will show up in our lives, oh God, that you will show up in this world, oh God, as Jehovah Rapha, oh God, as the healer that you are, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will heal our nation, oh God, as far as the north to the south, from the east to the west, oh God. We ask, Father, Lord, that you will heal all those who have been impacted, have been afflicted, oh God, who have been affected and infected even, Lord, by this virus, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will heal them all, Father, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. We pray, Father, that you will be close to the brokenhearted, oh God, those who have lost loved ones, oh God, due to this virus, oh God, those who have loved ones who are struggling to fight off this virus, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will just remove this virus from their bodies, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will remove this virus from their lungs, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will breathe life into their bodies, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will breathe life and healing into their lungs, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for even the testimony that you are birthing within them, oh God, as well as the testimony that you're both birthing in each and every one of us as we are here and even going through this pandemic as well, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to draw us near to you, oh God, that we may be able to sit in your presence daily, oh God, that we may be able to open up your word, oh God, to see what it says for ourselves, oh God, to read your truths, oh God, your precepts, oh God, your commandments, oh God, and for us to be able to obey them, Father. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your grace, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your mercy, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your new mercy that you continue to grant unto us each and every day, oh God, even when we don't deserve it, oh God. Great is thy faithfulness, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are a faithful God, that you are just, oh God, that you are true, that you are sovereign, oh God. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will even begin to search our hearts, oh God, that you will begin to reveal to us sins that we have done, whether it be knowingly or unknowingly and intentionally and unintentionally, oh God. We all daily, Father, have missed the mark. None of us are perfect, oh God. But we ask, Lord, that you will help us to come before you, oh God, and just help us to lay out and to just confess the things that we've even thought, the things that we've said, the things that we've done, the actions that we've done that have not been aligned with your word, oh God, that have not been pleasing in your sight, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that just as your word says, that if we confess our sins, that you are just and faithful to forgive us, oh God, and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So we ask, Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will clean us, oh God, that you will cleanse us, Lord, that you will purify us, oh God, that you will clean us, oh God, even from the inside out, oh God, that you will make us new, oh God, that you will create in us, Father, a clean and a pure heart, oh God, that you will renew the right spirit within us, oh God, that you will give us a desire, Father, to be able to seek after you and to seek after you alone, oh God. We come before you on today, oh God, just asking that you will help us to be mindful of the things that we say, oh God, the words that come out of our mouths, oh God. Father, your word says that literally life and death are in the power of our tongue, oh God. So we ask, Father, that you will lead and guide us, oh God, that you will even shift our minds, that you will renew our minds, oh God, so that we may be able to have the mind of Christ, oh God, so that we may be able to think as you would think, oh God. When things happen around us, oh God, we ask, Father, that you will give us the mind of Christ, oh God, that we may ask, how would God respond in this situation? What are the words that Jesus would speak in this situation? Allow us to be able to speak those words over our lives, oh God, to declare blessings in our country, to declare blessings over our country, oh God, to declare blessings in our lives, to declare blessings over our lives, oh God. So we come before you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, just asking that you will forgive us of every negative and wrong word that we've said, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will uproot it, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We break every generational curse that has been spoken over our lives, oh God, that has been spoken over our families' lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, for healing to take place in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father, even for protection, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will be our protector, oh God, not just during this pandemic, oh God, but each and every day, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us, Lord, to plead your promises over our lives, oh God. But in order for us to know what your promises are, oh God, we have to open your word and see what they are and to know what they are, that they may penetrate our hearts, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that you will do just that, oh God. Help us to speak positive words, oh God. Help us to speak life over our situations, oh God. Help us to speak light over our situations, oh God. Our children will not be next, oh God. We are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. Our young men will not be next, oh God. They are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We pray right now, Father, that you will give us all wisdom, oh God. That you will give us all godly wisdom, Father. That you will keep us covered and bless us in our going and our coming, oh God, as we leave our homes and as we come back to enter our homes, oh God. We pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will remove all fear, oh God, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, oh God. So we bind and cast out right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus Christ that has tried to overcome us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will uproot it right now from our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray right now, Father, that you will give us peace, oh God. That you will give us peace during this pandemic, oh God, that you will give us peace in this world, oh God, that we will not have fear when we leave our homes, oh God, but we will speak life over our lives. We will declare life. We will live long lives, oh God. Even your word says, Father, that you have come that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly, oh God. So we speak that right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We come into agreement with what your word says, oh God, and not what Satan wants for our lives, oh God. So every plan, every tech, every strategy, every thought that he has placed in our minds, oh God, we take it captive right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we make it obedient to what your word says, oh God. We know, Father, that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will help us to be sober, oh God, that you will help us to be alert, oh God, as we know that the enemy is running around rampant, just seeking whom he may devour, oh God, that he's trying to take us out, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that you have given us power and authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and every power of the enemy, oh God, and every evil spirit that is working with him, oh God, that they have to bow at the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for even the power that you've given us, the authority that you've given us through Christ, oh God. So I pray, Father, that you will help us all to be able to know who we are in Christ and whose we are and the power and authority that you've given us, oh God, that we are heirs of Christ, oh God, that you have created us to be a little lower than angels, oh God. So may we take our rightful positions and authority that you've given us, oh God. May we stand tall and boldly against the schemes of the enemy, oh God, with your word, oh God, not by our own might or power or strength, oh God, but by your spirit and by the word of God. So we pray, Father, that daily as we rise, oh God, before we even leave our homes, oh God, that we put on the full armor of God, that we may be covered, that we may be protected, oh God, that whatever darts that the enemy tries to throw at us, oh God, that they shall not and will not prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We ask, oh God, that you will continue to be with us, that your hand will continue to be upon us as we go forth on this day, oh God, even on this week, oh God. We pray, Father, that we may be able to feel your presence, oh God. We know that you are here with us every second, oh God, every minute, oh God, even when we don't feel it or even when we don't think it, oh God. We know that you are here, oh God, because you are omnipresent, oh God, that you are omnipotent, oh God, that you are all-knowing, oh God, that you are all-powerful, oh God. So we ask even right now, Father, that you help us to abide in you, oh God, to abide in your presence, oh God, to even abide in your word, Father, so that we may be able to experience you in ways that we've never experienced you before, oh God, that we are able to experience you as our miracle worker, oh God, that we're able to experience you as our light in this dark world right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we pray right now, Father, that you will even help us to be a light unto this dark world, oh God. When we see people that are speaking negative words and negativity, oh God, and word curses over their lives, oh God, let us speak life into them, oh God. Let us speak your word unto them, oh God. Help us to even teach them to be mindful of the things that they are saying, oh God, and to take their words more seriously, oh God, to be intentional about the things that even come out of all of our mouths, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that you have brought this to our attention, oh God, for us to even be mindful during this season of how powerful our words are, oh God. So help us to go about our day, Father, declaring life, declaring blessings, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you are doing in our lives, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for even all the things that you are getting ready to do, oh God. Continues to bless us, continues to cover us, and continues to keep us, oh God. Allow your angels to encamp around us, oh God, that they may go before us, that they may stand behind us, that they may encamp all around us, oh God. May you keep all evil, hurt, harm, and danger away from us, oh God. May you be our shield. May you be our protector. May you be our protection, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for who you are, oh God. And we ask all these things in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in for our time of prayer on today, and just asking that you all would just be mindful that our words have power. So I will see you all next Monday for our time of prayer, and I'm actually thinking about switching back to 6 a.m. So I will let you guys know, but nonetheless, we will be back here on Monday next week. So have a blessed day. If you all have any prayer requests, feel free to put them in the comments, or if you want to send me a DM or a message, feel free to do so. You can also email me any prayer requests or questions, or if you need assistance or guidance on your walk with Christ or anything, my email is hello@aspiritualwarrior.com. So love you all. Have a blessed and amazing day, and I will see you all live next Monday.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.